What's up, Pats fans? I'm your host, Romeo. Welcome in to Totally Patriots. We have a big show for you, and it all starts now.
The Pats tied down the Texans and are ready to surf over San Fran in week number 15. But first, Zoltán Mezco shows off. He makes it clear that punting isn't his only talent.
I do speak four languages. Parte bun că ne-am cunoscut.
Michael Haumanu'i sets the record straight.
There's 12 letters in the name. No need to add more.
Cut us some slack, Hooman. And watch out for flying balls. Professor Fritz is breaking down the one and only Gronk Spike. Heads up, Totally Patriots is about to start.
Hear all that much about the punter position in football, but Zoltán Mezco is kind of changing that, making quite a name for himself here in the organization, and I like it, man. We'll take it. If you had asked him when he was a kid if he thought he'd be playing football here in the States, he'd probably ask you, what's American football? Got a really interesting story. Let's get to know him better. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hi, Romeo. I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and with me today are a big group of 8th grade students from Plymouth Community Intermediate School. Guys, help me welcome in our guest of the day, Zoltán Mezco.
What's going on?
Hey, Zoltán.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for being here today.
Of course. My pleasure.
These guys may not know this, but you grew up in Romania and actually didn't come into the United States until you were about 12 years old. And you didn't even play football over there. So how'd you get into the sport?
Yeah. Well, I moved over when I was 11, and soccer was my sport. And I realized that, you know, there was a little discrepancy in how many fans attended soccer games versus football games. And so I kind of liked football, started liking football. And in eighth grade, I was actually playing a game of kickball, and I knocked out one of the lights. And the gym teacher, who happened to be the high school coach, came up to me and said, "You can either pay for the light or you can play football for me."
Wow.
So it just
the
happened.
The rest was history.
Yeah. I didn't have the money to pay him.
Yeah. Do you speak any foreign languages? And if you do, rather, if you want to learn a new one, which one would you learn?
Let's see. So I do speak four languages, kind of four and a half, with half being Spanish. And then I got Romanian, Hungarian, German, and a little bit of English, right? And
you need some work on your English.
I do. But the one language I would like to learn is maybe French. I don't know. Maybe.
Can you say something? Can you say "please to meet you" in all of those languages?
Oh, man. There's a lot of jumble stuff up there, but "Foarte bun că ne-am cunoscut" is in Romanian, and you know, I could go on and on. But
what was the biggest adjustment coming from Romania to the United States?
I think the biggest adjustment was first off learning the language, and it was funny. The way I learned English was through watching Barney. So I was in fifth grade watching Barney, which is a little too old for a fifth grader to do, but hey, you can never get enough of Barney, right?
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I have two of them. Number one and number two are kind of interchangeable. Number one being Shawshank Redemption. Has anyone seen Shawshank Redemption? You guys have to watch it if you can. And then Forrest Gump. How many of you have seen Forrest Gump? That's a good movie, right? I was running. That's all I got.
We'll be back with some health and fitness questions for Zoltán in a little bit.
I have a hard enough time with one language. I'm bad enough at English as it is. See what I mean? I can barely speak. All right, so this next guy, he may not be able to speak five languages, but he definitely knows how to emphasize the one language he does know. You have to be really loud to have this job. Let's take you beyond the bench.
And now, Gillette Stadium's finest talker, Bubba!
This is my sixth season here at Gillette Stadium. I started working here in 2006. I am a six-time All-Pro. I am what I am.
sell the most delicious hot chocolate in the world.
Collector's cups.
What? 24 ounces? Man, that's a deal.
Hot chocolate!
Typical game day for me is, you know, I get here a few hours before the game. What I do is I help check in my fellow Hawkers. We have our team meetings every before each game, so we go over the rules. We have to follow our procedures 100% all the time. And then we all give it, you know, at least in my room, we give each other a little high five and a,
whoa, Hawkers!
And then just go and sell the product, whatever they give me.
Hot chocolate here! You know you want some of this hot chocolate, buddy. You know you want some.
I'm on section 105 to 107, which is behind the Patriots sideline. And I've been in that same section for the past few years, so I know a lot of the season ticket people. I know a lot of the fans that I see all the time. So, yeah, and I definitely take ownership over it. You know, some of our bins are kind of big, and, you know, when you're trying to move around, it's not easy. And I'm a bigger guy. The aisles are so small. I have clocked somebody in the head once. I've apologized and given them a hot chocolate out of my bin.
I need another case.
The bin could be probably anywhere from, you know, a couple pounds to about 40 to 50 pounds, depending on how much ice goes in it. So if I'm selling water or, you know, something of that nature, you know, it gets a little heavy. So, you know, you put it on your shoulder, and actually sometimes I even put it up on my head, so that's why I kind of wear the hat. You know, you want to sell as much as you can. You know, it's not like a competition, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you want to be the top seller in your room.
Ow!
But I just try to be as funny as I can. You know, I try to convince these people that they want to buy hot chocolate and bring that cup home and have it be the best thing that they ever had.
Doesn't it feel delicious? Don't be shy.
I'm very loud. I'll sing and dance, you know, whatever I have to do.
Don't just scream, buy a hot chocolate!
I love this job just because it's so much fun. I'll be at the mall and someone will be like, oh, wow, that's the hot chocolate guy. Like, you know, it's awesome, but at the same time, it's like, wow, it's kind of creepy, but thanks. I guess the reward is in the job itself. You know, it's just fun being here. Like, where else can you say you've done something like this? You know, I love it.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, we mustache Zoltan Mesko questions about what it takes to be a punter in the NFL.
I get to play DJ a little bit.
And you're not the only one who has trouble pronouncing Michael's last name. He breaks down the nicknames he's had over the years.
In college, it was uh-oh.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. The punting position is unlike any other position on the field. First of all, you gotta be extremely flexible. I mean, have you ever seen these guys kick the ball, then nearly kick themselves in the face? That is flexibility. I can barely even touch my toes, okay? You ever wonder what goes into those kind of workouts? How do you stay so flexible? What kind of muscles do you need to kick the ball like that? Let's find out right now. It's time for Totally Fit. I'm wondering if Zoltan's mustache has a workout of its own.
Hey, Romeo, we're back in the hall with Zoltan, and we have some health and fitness questions for you now. I'll start us off. I want to know, as a punter, are there specific exercises you have to do to keep your flexibility up?
Stretching is a big, big part of it, and a lot of exercises incorporate a lot of functional stuff, so more in being balanced on one foot, because ultimately I am kicking with one foot on the ground and the other one's in the air, so a lot of it has to do with core strength and transferring everything, but flexibility is a big, big part of it.
What is your favorite part of your workout?
I think the favorite part of my workout is that we get, you know, upwards of 30, 40 guys in the gym at once in the weight room, and I get to play DJ a little bit, and, you know, when they don't like a song, they'll boo it down and I'll change it, but most of the time I hit the right note with my songs.
As a punter, what are the specific injuries you have to take steps to prevent?
There's a lot of nagging injuries, through repetitive motion, such as swinging my leg. You know, your muscles that are most used in the punt are your hip flexors, quads, hamstrings, and calves. So, you know, basically the whole leg. But a lot of it breaks down over repetitive use, and you have to kind of sometimes get a massage at some point or strengthen it through working out and stretching and getting in the cold tub. But the benefits outweigh the cost.
Well, everybody knows who Rob Gronkowski is. I mean, the dude scores touchdowns like it's his job. It is his job. One of the biggest, baddest tight ends in the league. And after he does those touchdowns, it's the world-famous Gronk spike. Ever wonder what goes into that? What kind of power he generates? Professor Fritz is going to break it down for us now. Time for some science and how they do that.
Sometimes I wonder what Rob Gronkowski's better known for. Setting touchdown records or what he does after he scores. I'm talking about the Gronk spike. I mean, this thing's getting so huge, it's taken on a life of its own. It's been called the Gronk smash or kaboom or the Gronk ground pound. Sounds like a burger. Hey, two Gronk ground pounds with cheese? Hey, what do you want, huh? Anyway, you get the idea, right? Because last year against the Colts, Gronkowski spiked the ball so hard, it ended up 35 yards away where he originally kaboomed it. Oh, so let's take a look at some science concepts and how they come into play when spiking the football. When Gronkowski spikes the ball, Newton's third law of motion is illustrated. Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. In this case, the ball hits the ground with just as much force as the ground hits the ball. Hey, grass, stop hitting me. Therefore, the ball and ground have equal but opposite force. The ball is thrown down, creating kinetic energy. When the spike ball hits the ground pushes back, causing the ball to change shape. The air in the ball, the rubber bladder, and leather then snap back to its original shape, causing the 35-yard motion. Gronkowski's arms extend 4 inches longer than the... Hey, Gronk, I'm doing a show here. 4 inches longer than the average man. Let's take a look at how this benefits the spike. Picture the arm as a lever. The longer the arm, the faster the rotation at the end. The faster the rotation, the greater the force. As Gronkowski moves to spike the ball, his arm travels along a 130-degree arc with an angular velocity of 1,900 degrees per second. If Gronkowski was to do a full circle with his arm, we can figure just how fast his arm is moving. There are 360 degrees in a circle. If we divide 1,900 by 360, we can see at this rate, Gronkowski could spin his arm in a complete circle 5.28 times in 1 second. The ball leaves Gronkowski's hand about 2 feet from the ground at 60 miles an hour, and then collides with the ground quickly, changing the football's momentum. This rate of change in momentum is about 650 pounds of force. That's more than a check against the boards in hockey, which exerts 500 pounds. Compare this to a NASCAR crash, which can exert 16,000 pounds or about 25 Gronk spikes. The shape of the football also plays a major part in the distance traveled. The football is a prolate spheroid, meaning its polar axis is greater than the equatorial diameter, or more simply, the length is longer than the width of the ball. Now, for the ball to travel such a great distance, Gronkowski has to hit the inner portion of the ball to create the most force for the ball to snap back and create motion. The bigger the area of compression, the further the ball will travel. Think of bouncing a basketball. It's easy to get it to go where you want. The football, not so much due to its oblong shape. The 35-yard spike was a perfect combination of force, angle, and hitting the right spot of the ball to the ground. Gronk may not have meant to spike the ball that hard, but I don't think he knows his own strength. I mean, with those long arms, he could spike the ball super hard and fast, and I bet he gives a good bear hug, too. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we spike that.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Michael Huunawanui is in his first season with the Pats. Try saying that name three times fast. I bet this Hawaiian guy is pretty psyched that the New England winter hasn't been too harsh so far. But winter doesn't officially start until next week. Here's to hoping it stays mild for you, Michael, and for me. All right, it's time to get tilted.
Worst pronunciations of my name. There's too many to say, and I try not to remember them. There's 12 letters in the name. There's no need to add more. Just ask me, I'll tell you, and I'll work with you. Most embarrassing moment would have to be we were riding bikes, and I hit a parked car. My front tooth is actually chipped. That is because of my good childhood friend, Brian. Clean break, though, right? Yeah. So that was nice. He yelled at me to watch out for the parked car, but I saw it, and I freaked out when he yelled at me, looked away, and ended up on the hood of a car. Phobias. Heights. TV interviews. Used to be a Real Housewives of Orange County watcher. I don't know why the heck I watched it. I don't know, just see their lifestyle, I guess. I love Moonshiners now. I love Duck Dynasty. Tried to watch Honey Boo Boo, but just didn't do it for me. What? Nickname. You want a timeline of my nicknames? Grade school, it was, don't take this the wrong way, but I was called Ho. It's Ho Manaonui. In college, it was Uh-Oh. So people thought it was Uh-Oh Manaonui. Got to St. Louis, it became Who Man, Big Mike, Illini Mike from the University of Illinois. And coming here, it's went back to Who Man, so I like it. It's easy.
All right, from Hawaii chat to California chat, the Pats are taking on the 49ers this week. Romeo's with the fans now. It's time for Totally Facts.
What is a 49er? What does that refer to?
49er.
A 49er is a person who took place in the 1849 Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
I feel like there's a whale in the room.
How many Super Bowls have the 49ers won?
Six?
Five.
You got it.
I did?
Four of them with Joe Montana. So also, the first fortune cookie ever served took place in San Fran at the Golden Gate Park Tea Garden. Love me some fortune cookies. Actually, I don't even like the taste. I just like the fortune. Help, I'm being held in a Chinese food bakery.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. Do you know where to get your Patriots gear this holiday season? The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need for the Pats fan on your holiday list. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more. The Patriots Pro Shop, located at Patriot Place, is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Right now, Zoltan's about to get behind the wheel, him and his mustache, get behind that driver's seat, take one of our students on a ride. It's time for a little battle. It's the Gridiron Gauntlet.
All right, Casey, so I got these trivia questions for you. If you get 3 out of 5 right, I'm going to sign this hat for you, and you can have it, all right?
All right.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
How confident are you?
95%.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so first question.
Yeah.
What yard line must a football team drive to reach the red zone?
20-yard line.
Good job. 1 out of 1. Second question is, what position does Shane Vereen play?
He plays running back.
Nice. 2 for 2. And what do I play, by the way?
Punter.
Perfect. What number, this is question number 3, what number does Julian Edelman wear?
11.
Well, I think we got a winner off the bat, so congrats.
Perfect fit.
Shauna, everyone was talking about Monday night's game, Pats, Houston.
You know, they were 11-1, the Texans, and everybody wanted to know, Pats, Texans, but obviously it didn't matter. The Pats dominated, and now we know who the top team in the AFC is.
There's no question about it. And Sunday night, another important big game. Everybody's talking about San Fran.
Right, the 49ers. They got to win this one, too, but I think they will.
We definitely will. Go Pats. That'll do it for Shauna and I from Patriot Place. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll take you out with some highlights and the big win over Houston.
We'll see you next week.
Fires to the end zone, and it is intercepted. She shoots it long and deep, wide open. Touchdown. Ooh.